It's the Power FM Brekkie Show. Josh, you're flying solo this morning, and one of the most iconic events on the Ballarat calendar is happening this year, hopefully, fingers crossed. We're looking like it's going to happen, Springfest, and one of the ambassadors for Springfest this year is on the phone. Julia Zass. What do I call you?
You can just call me Jules from Power FM.
Jules from Power FM. That's your official title as ambassador for Springfest?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Okay, fantastic. So what's, you know, COVID's obviously thrown stuff a bit of a spanner in the works. What's changed this year?
Well, last year we couldn't do the wonderful market like we normally would. Yeah. So we had a massive raffle instead, which was a huge success. We raised loads of money. This year, Springfest is back on, but it's not going to be at the iconic Lake Wendouree like it used to be. Just so it is all COVID safe, we've actually moved it to the showgrounds.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
Yep. So it's going to be pretty cool. We've got two events as well, which is going to be amazing. So you've got the normal market Sunday, which is going to be on Sunday, the 28th of November. That's going to be entry via gold coin. But we've also got food truck Friday, which is going to be on the 26th of November at the same place at the showground.
Awesome. So are we expecting to see all of the same events that happen throughout Springfest?
Well, you will to some degree. I mean, you won't see all the dragon boating going on.
Yeah.
It won't quite be.
Boating on land.
Well, you could kind of do it on the oval next to the showgrounds, couldn't you?
You could just tow them. Just tow them. Put them on a trailer and tow them around. That'd be fun.
That could be a bit weird. Yeah. But, the Show and Glow is going to be back with all those beautiful cars. That's going to be in conjunction with the Ballarat Road Rodders. And all the your favourite market stalls will be back. So there'll be a range of food, art and craft, music, clothing, jewellery, plants. Plants is a big one.
Oh, indoor plants. How many indoor plants have you got in your place?
We don't have too many at the moment because a lot of indoor plants cats are allergic to. So we've got a lot of cat grass in our house in the moment.
Okay, fantastic.
Yep, but it's going to be amazing. There's going to be 440 market stalls, and it's going to be great that the whole event is coming back.
Yeah, definitely. It's you know, it's in a different place, and it's a little bit different than how, you know, traditionally people from Ballarat have known it, but it's good to have some form of normality back, you know, one of those staple events. Yeah.
Exactly. And the fact that we can still do it and make it COVID safe, which is amazing, because you couldn't do that around the lake because you can't measure how many people are coming in at one time. So it is a little bit disappointing we can't do it there, but it is going to be fantastic that we can have Springfest and its market back once again.
Awesome. And obviously there's going to be like a gold coin entry, and the money raised to that's going where?
It goes to our beneficiaries. So we have different beneficiaries every year. And this year we've got the Ballarat Chinese Dragon Boat Club, the Miners Rest Primary School, Bungaree Primary School, Mount Edgerton Primary School, and Phoenix Peter 12 Community College, all receiving the funds. Because what you might not know is the market stall holders all pay a certain fee to take part in the market, and that fee also goes towards all these beneficiaries as well.
Oh, fantastic. So it's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And, of course, I'll be back with Tim Bone. He is my co-ambassador.
Yes.
And he will have his toasties there, of course, on the... I know he's definitely got them there on the Friday food truck day.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he'll also have them there on the Sunday, but fingers crossed he does, because I don't know if you've had one, but they are amazing.
Oh, no, we had some at the lake for you that one time, remember?
Oh, we did too. That's right.
They were good. Yeah. I had the Reuben.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
They're always, I've had a few of them now, and I don't know which one's my favourite because I love them all.
Yeah.
Anyway, he is going to be there in all his toasty glory.
Fantastic. What are the dates for Springfest this year?
Okay, so you've got the Food Truck Friday, which is going to be on the 26th of November, and the Market Day Sunday is on the 28th of November.
Awesome. Fantastic. Jules from Power FM, thanks so much for having a chat.
Oh, always a pleasure, Josh.
No worries. I'm sorry we couldn't get you into the studio.
That's okay.
Yeah.